The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is May 2nd, 2024.
And since we're 5 months into the year, I think it's only fitting.
Fitting.
That we do a New Year's resolution check-in.
Okay, you first.
Okay, so my New Year's resolution was to burn all the candles.
Yeah.
Because people always give me fancy candles and you save them for a special occasion and then you never use them.
Yeah.
I'm not doing great.
Are you not?
No, I was burning them quite often, but then I left them burning twice. I didn't leave the house. But
you fell asleep?
No, I just was in a different room, and then we were about to leave, and I was like, oh, I got to blow out the candle, and it was already out, and my husband was like, stop leaving those burning all the time.
I think it's okay if you're just leaving the room.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't leaving it burning. So anyway, since I've been getting in trouble,
yeah,
I have not been very good at lighting them.
That's okay. At least you've gotten through some.
Yeah. One whole candle.
Hey, you know what? That takes like 4 months in itself. Me, on the other hand, I'm not doing too well. You're probably doing better than I am.
What was your New Year's resolution?
Mine was to drink more water.
Oh, yeah.
It started really good. I was like, oh, water, delicious, in January. And then I hit February, and then I was like, why would anybody continuously drink water on their own? Milk is so much better. I will die on this hill. So if we switch my New Year's resolution to drinking more milk, well, then I've beaten it, I don't know, 20 years in a row?
Yeah, you absolutely have. I mean, last weekend you were telling us that you drank 2 full gallons of milk on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. So can we switch it to water? Maybe if you refill that milk jug with water, it'll be like the placebo effect. You'll think that you're drinking milk.
Why would you want to do that to a milk jug?
Sorry.
Yeah. I got a new bike.
Yes, we
and
know.
Immediately... The weather turned sour.
So this is your fault?
I absolutely think it is. Because I've ridden my bike, let's say, 3 or 4 times in okay-ish weather. And every time I've woken up and I'm like, all right, let's ride my bike today. Frost has been on cars.
Yeah, that was yesterday, eh?
And this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, was frost not on your car?
You know what? Come to think of it, I did have to use the windshield washer fluid.
Okay, yeah, see, exactly. So I would just like to give my formal apology and say maybe if I return the bike, summer will come.
I think this is what happens. You know, this is the new changing your winter tires too early, buying a bike too early, a little bit too optimistic over there, John. Yes, I am speaking for all of Fort McMurray when I say please do take that bike back. Wait a couple weeks. You can probably go get the same one.
All right.
I had a near crisis yesterday afternoon. I was warm. I thought, you know what? It's great time to make an iced latte.
Yeah, you did?
I know. Put the espresso in there, the ice cream, the ice cubes, and then I went to pour the milk in. And you know when you just get a little bit overzealous and the milk skips the cup?
Don't I?
My milk skipped the cup and landed straight on my phone.
Oh.
And it wasn't like a small dollop of milk. Like, yeah. I was with all the force of filling the rest of the cup up with milk,
yeah.
Poured it on my counter and my phone. So I just looked down at it and thought, which version of the iPhone was water resistant again? Was it the iPhone 12? Do I have an iPhone 12? Can I wash this off?
Water resistant.
I risked it.
Not milk resistant.
Yeah, I put it under the tap.
What?
I gave it a rinse. Like, I didn't want it to smell like sour milk. You got to put that thing right against your face.
Just wipe it off.
With what? Soap? I mean...
A towel? Well, how's your phone now?
Great.
Not milky, not...
I gotta tell you.
Watery?
I was right. The iPhone 12 is the water-resistant one, and it resisted the water wonderfully.
I'm okay. Glad.
It was a near crisis, but it was averted.
Yeah!
For the month of April, we did Play It Forward. We teamed up with Boston Pizza, and we collected your winter coats and your hats and your mitts that you were going to pack away, but maybe not use next year, and we got to take them to drop off at the Center of Hope this week.
That's right, and boy, did we get more than I thought we would have.
We got a ton of garbage bags full of things that other people can use, so really, really cool, and just a big thanks to all who donated and to all who put their hand up and said, yeah, I'll put out my address and put up a bag of things that I'm not going to need anymore so somebody else can, which was really cool. And after we dropped off the items, we were able to stay and get a tour of the Center of Hope. And I had never been in there except to do drop-offs before. So it was very, very eye-opening. You know, you can kind of think about the Center of Hope and think, okay, it's a drop-in center. People can go there, grab a cup of coffee. They can sit in a warm place for a while. But it is so much more than that. And some things that I was blown away by is that they do people's laundry for them. They actually do the laundry. And so people are able to have their stuff stay safe. It goes just in only their things in the washer and dryer. And then they can pick it up afterwards, which is amazing. They have showers there for people to use. They have the internet and computers. And you can just be on a computer. And they also have, you know, a warm drink, a warm place to stay. And they have people who care so much about somebody who might be experiencing homelessness or on the brink of homelessness. We were chatting with Linda, who gave us the tour, and it was amazing the care and compassion that she had. And one of the cool things that really blew me away was how passionate she was about helping people with their taxes. And she said that she has done over 500 tax years this year alone. And she's been doing it for years and years. And to be able to do that, she said some people bring her 10 years worth of taxes. But then she can make sure that they're getting those, you know, carbon tax rebates and things like that, that, you know, somebody who does their taxes every year might take for granted, that just kind of shows up, oh, $300 in your account every quarter. She makes sure that folks who wouldn't otherwise get that money, wouldn't otherwise have that show up in their bank account, she makes sure they get it. Also, the Center of Hope is a place where you can have your mail sent. So if you know that you might be maybe on the brink of having being houseless and you need to still be able to get your mail, and it does cost some money to get your address changed. So instead, you can have the Center of Hope as a go-between for it. It was just such an eye-opening experience to see all of the different things that the Center of Hope does. It's not just a drop-in center. It's so much more. And then as well, they have multiple different floors of people who are working hard, who are doing counseling, who are helping people stay out of getting evicted, who are working to get them into different housing. Like, it's quite an operation there. And I know that the United Way had tours called Seeing is Believing, and I just felt so much like that, you know, such a amazing place to believe in was the Center of Hope. So a huge thanks to everybody who donated, who continues to donate, and a big, big thank you to all the people who work down there and care for folks who are experiencing homelessness. You really are making a difference.
The internet never ceases to find something to get mad at.
Absolutely.
And this time, it's a couple on TikTok who posted their wedding video.
Okay.
It's lovely. Wedding. They got married. How could this possibly go wrong?
Congratulations to them.
Right. Well, apparently you're not supposed to have McDonald's or Taco Bell cater your wedding.
Why not?
Yeah. Right? The more and more I read the comments, the more and more I thought about it, the more ridiculous it is that people got mad. It sounds amazing to me to have McDonald's and Taco. First off, if you're going to this wedding, you're not paying. So what is the dealio here?
Yeah, that is crazy. And I think as well, I mean, McDonald's and Taco Bell aren't cheap anymore. It's not like they were cheaping out on food.
No,
because you can get, you know, $30-$40 a plate. Or what if it was like a smorgasbord? Oh, we have the most craziest McDonald's buffet, all the fries you could ever want.
Yeah.
Why is that a bad thing?
Exactly. But it got to the point where I went back to the video like an hour later to get more angry, I suppose. The comments were off by the time I went back.
Oh, good for them. They're this is our wedding and we're happy with it.
But the fact that they had to even turn the comments off is ridiculous. If you're going to a wedding and you get mad because you get a Big Mac, then just don't eat. Or if you're going to a wedding and you get mad that you're getting a Crunchwrap Supreme, just don't eat.
Or just don't go. You're not welcome here anymore. What kind of a friend do you want that's going to get mad about a Big Mac?
Boom.
Do you ever follow a social media account just because it makes you feel good?
Play 103 Radio.
That's a good one to follow. I have another one, and it is just a local business that just cares about this community and is always the first one to put their hand up and say, we can help. And that is Prestige Jewelers.
Okay.
Now, if you follow them, you know that anytime there is a tragedy in someone's life or someone needs a little extra help, if they catch wind of it, they're probably going to do a raffle and help out. And many hands make light work. They do the heavy lifting of offering the item for raffle, and then they sell the tickets for like $10 a piece, and so everybody can kind of chip in and help and donate to the cause and help a member of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They also noticed another struggling business this week, which was Mini Green Havens, and they said, okay, if you go and support that local business, bring us your receipt, we're going to enter you to win something.
Okay.
And I just am so blown away at how helpful they are. And I've chatted with the owner, Muhammad, before, and he has, you know, said, I just wake up every day and say, how could I not be kind? How could I not notice people who need help? And how could I not step up and help them? So just a feel-good follow. If you're looking to see kindness in action, I would say follow Prestige Jewelers. They're pretty cool.
Mother's Day is only 10 days away.
Wow. Thank you for that PSA.
You're welcome. Sunday, May 12th is Mother's Day. And this is the first Mother's Day where I'm not with my mom.
Wow. John, are you going to be all right? Is she going to be all right?
I think it's more, is she going to be all right? I'll be okay. Because right now I'm stressing out of my mind. What do I get her?
Oh, well, something to comfort her for the sadness that she feels not having her son with her.
Well, she has my dad. So maybe I do have to get her something.
That's not one of her children on Mother's Day.
No, well, she is my sister.
Okay, all right, you're getting better.
But usually I would just get her like flowers or something, but now I'm, I don't know, at least 50 kilometers away. That seems like not a lot of, or that seems like not a good enough present for Mother's Day.
Okay, so do you think you need to like elevate it to a potted plant instead of a bouquet?
Ah, see, but I don't want to get her something that can die knowing I'm out here and I could die at any point, right?
Wow.
But that's the mindset to it. I think plants is off the table. So what else?
What about an experience?
Okay.
You could buy her a gardening class.
Oh, okay. Let's leave the realm of plants for a little bit.
Okay.
Let's just push the carrots to the side.
What about send her a double pass to the movies and be like, go enjoy this with my sister. Wish I could be there. Popcorn and drinks on me too.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Might be a little pricey with the popcorn and drinks.
Okay. What about just sending her like a pillow? Like, here, hug this cute little stuffed animal that I've taped my face on now that I can't be there.
That might be the winner. That might be the winner there, Steph.
Thank you. You're welcome. Well, John, I did it.
What'd you do?
I spent all of Tuesday night gathering up all of my tax information. It was the final cutoff day.
Yep.
And around 8:30 p.m., I sent the last thing over to my mom.
Okay, your mom already is a saint for, like, dude, you should be going to jail right now for tax fraud.
For tax fraud? Why? Because she does my taxes
for
me?
No, for, because you didn't put them in on time.
Hey, I did put them in on time, / my mom did. So it was 8:30 p.m., Fort McMurray time, and it was 10:30 p.m. Ontario time, and she all evening long was fielding my questions while she had company of being like, do you need this? Do you need this?
Mm-hmm.
And then she got them in under the wire.
Yeah, exactly. If it weren't for her, you would be going to jail.
Or I might be paying a penalty. No, I'm not, because I got a refund, so it's fine. But I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who does somebody else's taxes. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We need you in our lives. I had this great idea when I was 16. I said, yeah, mom, you can do Dave's taxes, as in my brother, but you can show me how to do mine.
Yeah.
And then I never sat down for the lesson.
No.
And now I'm 35 and I still send my mom my taxes. So,
you know what? That's okay. That's okay.
She doesn't seem to mind. She was the one that reminded me to send her the stuff, right?
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.